104.3. Good morning. It's time for Coffee with Kane. And our guest today is Paul Reiser of Mad About You. He has a new movie coming out.
Tell me why I love you like I do. Tell me who can stop my heart as much as you. Let's take each other's hand as we jump into the final frontier.
So if you're a fan of Paul Reiser at all, you know Mad About You. And then he's also been in movies like Beverly Hills Cop 1 and 2. He was the buddy back in New York that was always trying to cover for Axel Foley. Plus, The Boys, Stranger Things, The Comiskey Method, Whiplash, among other projects. And if you can't tell, I'm killing for time because I got an email that they were running a couple minutes behind, so I was just trying to cover. So we, you know, talking amongst ourselves as we wait for Paul Reiser to call in. Oh, there's the phone now! Yay! B104, this is Audra.
Hi, Audra.
Hi, it's so good to talk with you this morning. I know my listeners are all big fans. So, your new movie, The Problem with People, I've been watching it this morning in between playing music and talking, and I love it. I was a little surprised.
Yay. Why were you surprised?
Well, because it's not the typical story I'm accustomed to seeing you in. I think that, and you're a little bit of a curmudgeon at times, and then also a softie. So you wrote, produced, and star alongside Cole Meany and your daughters, played by Jane Levy. Where was this story inspired from?
You know, it's funny. The movie takes place in Ireland, and it's about the Irish side of the family and the American side of the family coming together. And the original idea for the movie was simply the fact that I wanted to go to Ireland. I had been in Ireland years ago and fell in love with the place. It was just beautiful, and the people are so wonderful and warm, and it's just great. And so I wanted to make a movie there. And so for years, I would think of, what's the story? Why would I go to Ireland? You can't just go there and sit and stare at the mountain. And so a buddy of mine, we wrote it together, and we came up with the idea, what if this... The two sides of the family, the American and the Irish, and they have to come together to settle something. And then we said, okay, there's a story. And the actual backstory, that I don't know if you've even gotten that far, is we're cousins who've never met. Colin Meany and I never met, never heard of each other. I live in Big Apple in New York, big time real estate developer. He lives in a tiny little town in Ireland. Couldn't be more different. And the only connection is our great grandfathers were brothers, and they had a fight. And they never spoke to each other again. And so their children never spoke to each other. And both sides have been raised to distrust and dislike the other for no reason. We don't even know why. We just know we don't talk to them. They don't talk to us. And so after looking at all the fights and the war and these wars and the conflicts all over the world, his 90-year-old father says, you know, it's such a shame what's the matter with people that are fighting. Everybody's fighting. There's no reason. We're all the same. And then, you know, he said, even our own family, it's a shame. Why? My dying wish, I want you to make peace with our family. Find our American side and make peace. So that's what happens. He calls me out of the blue. I never heard of him. I already don't trust him. Why would somebody call me? But I decide to take a gamble, and I go to Ireland to raise a glass in friendship, as he invited me. And we raise a glass, and we're going to bury the hatchet, and it goes bad. Really quickly.
It's very funny. It's very funny.
Yeah, it is a very funny movie in a beautiful location. And at the heart of it, we said, you know, if you know, hopefully what people take away is it's kind of about something, because we all ask ourselves, right, at some point you're watching the news and going, what is wrong with people? Why are we acting? Why can't people get along? So that's why it's called The Problem with People, because here's two guys who you're rooting for, both of them. They're just trying to do a simple thing of bury the hatchet of a fight that they had nothing to do with, and they can't stop tripping over their own worst instincts. And that's really, when you think about it, kind of what the world is. If you put, you know, warring parties, put them in a room and say, okay, both of you, what do you want? Well, I just kind of want to not get shot. Me too. I want my kids to be safe. Yeah, me too. All right, I think we're in agreement here, right? What else is there?
That is exactly it.
Right? And it should be simple, and it's not. And that's why it's the problem with people.
Well, I think that people will really enjoy it. It hits theaters tonight. You have a bunch of other projects this year as well. Something about a comic book character, an independent comedy. Yeah. Beverly Hills Cop.
What you have to know also in St. Louis. So yes, I have a comedy special that will be out on digital platforms in November. My first stand-up special in decades. One of the things I was really proud about is St. Louis's own Michael McDonald, who's an old friend of mine. His memoir came out, and I co-wrote it with him, and I've been a fan of his and never understood his life. I didn't even know he was from St. Louis. He's from Ferguson. And I helped him write his memoir, and it came out really well, and I got to understand it. So big fans of Michael McDonald, go buy it. It's called What a Fool Believes, and it's his story. I just helped him type it up.
I did not know that you had done that until I started researching for this interview, and I think I have a copy of Couplehood somewhere.
Yes.
And I love the way that you write. And so I'm going to go get What a Fool Believes, a memoir, because I too love Michael McDonald.
Who doesn't? He's the greatest. And he's got some wonderful stories. And he's sort of under the radar. You're like, how come we don't know his story? And that's what puzzled me. I said, you should write a book. And he said, I don't know how to write a book. I go, well, I'll help you. So we wrote it together, and it's just come out a few months ago. And so you didn't miss anything, but go check it out. And yeah, his story I thought was fascinating, and he's a really sweet guy. And then when you finish reading that, or before you read it, all your people can go watch The Problem with People. It's in theaters. It's in a few theaters, but it's also tomorrow. It'll be available on anywhere you buy or rent a movie. Go to Apple or Amazon or Hulu. And I hope you enjoy it, because we really are so proud of it. And it's a fun comedy that will hopefully make people feel good. And, you know, there aren't that many things out there that make people feel good. So we're hoping people will find
it. No, you're right. There are some tense times going on, but I think that you nailed it. I think that we're all the same. We all just want to get along and be happy. And Paul Reiser, what a joy. And to think I was nervous about chatting with you, but I'm super excited.
Oh, I was petrified. I had heard about you and I was a little shaken, but you turned out to be lovely.
Thanks so much. That just made my whole year. All right. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it. Good luck with the film. All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much.